still sound like she has been at a concert all weekend.
Yes.
Tough times. Sounds like she has festival voice.
That is so funny. Is that what happens to people?
I just made that up.
I was going to say, is that from the screaming or the drug
use? It's also what I sound like after the second night of summer camp.
You know what? It's funny that you're even saying this because I just told you I watched a little bit of your season on Paramount Plus, Real World Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I know
can't believe you did that. Susie's never seen My Real World, and then she watched it.
Just like clips here and there, but I've never watched the whole season. But I was struck by your sultry voice. I know that you have a lower register than I do, but it was even more so back then.
I was smoking cigarettes, maybe. Or for a minute when I lived in England, I smoked cigarettes, and then I didn't. Like, I did for like a minute. And
in
only
Brooklyn?
Because I was 18. No, I was younger than 18. I was 17 living in England.
You act like that's
then
some
I would
sort
make
of
the joke like, oh, at least this way I'm getting a filter because I'm going to be breathing in secondhand smoke anyway. And that was like my joke. And like my friend Ashley, we always joke like she turned 18 way before me because her birthday was in December. So she was like always the first person to turn 18. And it was like a year before us or something. Like somehow she was like significantly like her birthday. She was the one turning 18 first. You get what I'm saying. And she did not want to do anything bad. So she bought a pack of cigarettes and then was like, Sarah, smoke them, smoke them, smoke them, smoke them. And I was like, okay. And that was my first cigarette I ever had. And she always says, she's like, and she's my friend who's the personal trainer. So she like trains me and she's like, it's my fault. Like I was your gateway. Like
I didn't know you knew her
made
that
you addicted.
Long.
And I was like, yeah, sure. I'll do that. And I was like, oh yeah, this is so cool. And then for like a second, only from like 17 to like 19. And then I was always that person for like probably up until I was maybe like 25 or so, maybe even a little bit older. But I would like drink and then I think that I want a cigarette. And I'm like, oh, let me have some of that. And then I'm like dying the next day.
That's so
then
funny.
What really settled it is when I got pregnant. And I was praying for that half a second.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of cigarettes made me vomit. Like, I actually vomit. And I remember I was at a restaurant once. There was a man who was smoking well in, like, an area. Like, he's allowed. Like, he was in the parking lot. And I came up to him. And I was like, excuse me, sir.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. I was full of, like,
outdoors.
All the hormones. Oh, out. Yes, I was out. I was dining because it was right next to where I was dining. And like we were eating outside and I was like, I can't. And I was throwing everything up at that time. I mean,
there is
on.
Nothing like, funnier than when Sarah gets the righteous indignation. It like just comes over her. And there is nothing anyone can do.
No, because if you're. Yeah, you're right. He wasn't. OK, I was going to say you're being an idiot.
What was his response?
He said, oh, OK.
What?
Yeah.
That was effective. This man
he probably
who was
wasn't like
well within his rights.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he put it out. He didn't even make a big deal. I don't even think he acknowledged me.
My God, Sarah's BDE. Her dick got bigger when she was
comes
pregnant.
Out. Yeah.
Her dick grew.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I had dick for two.
Yeah. Right. When I would buy alcohol when I was pregnant, because I wasn't drinking it, but like you'd go to the liquor store if you're having a party or something, you gotta have booze.
Yeah. Right.
And I would always say I was drinking for two. They never laughed. It was not. It did not.
That is really funny.
they
probably didn't laugh because they've seen that.
Well, true, but like I didn't because I did stand up when I was pregnant.
Yeah,
and I opened for Christina when I was 9 months pregnant. And I did a whole section of jokes about pregnancy, and people don't enjoy it. Maybe Ali Wong's, but not mine.
Yeah, that I don't understand that because I think it's so funny.
People think it's sacred a lot of times. That it's not something to joke about. They're wrong.
They are wrong.
Because it is disgusting.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Anyway, that is great, though, that you, like, you took charge.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, hell no. Yeah.
And, yeah, when you were in Brooklyn, though, you were, like, husky and...
Husky? Are you talking about my voice or my figure?
My God. Yeah. She wore a men's husky. No.
Yeah. I hate...
Your voice.
Voice, yes. Why? And you know what? I think it's because we went out a lot. Out a lot. And
did you get drunk a lot? Did you, Sarah?
Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
No, not, I mean, did I? Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Less than every other Real World season that
right.
there ever was.
Wow.
Oh. Less than the average college student.
Right, but a lot for you.
But a lot for me.
Huh. I think that's why I thought when I did see a clip before I met you that I thought you were older than you were. Because you just had this, you had been through some shit.
Yeah, the New York club scene.
Right, CBGBs. She's like going to the Ramones show or whatever.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
The New York club scene. That's hilarious. Oh my God.
Oh, it's just the cough syrup talking. So.
I mean, it really is, but I can't stop it.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So how are you besides being super sick?
I mean, it's been bad.
What were we talking about with cigarettes, though?
Oh, just how you... Oh, you were commenting on my husky voice.
That's right. Yeah. I see. Full circle. I'm like, how the hell did we get here? This has gone off the rails. I'm not even on cough syrup.
I want to know how long this is going to last.
What?
My sickness.
Oh, I thought you meant the podcast. I was like, why? Every time you get sick, Susie, do you just become like, everything is awful. We're all going to die. I'm like, I need you to like, come on.
No.
Trains never lose in steam.
I know that your sickness. I'm so sorry. They say is like 7 to 10 days, but
yeah,
8 days.
Well, 7 to 10 days. Maybe you're on the 10 day.
I'll keep you posted because I don't know, man.
It's the worst.
I do think it's funny that I told Sarah Adam went to the ER with this same virus, and now it's always how it is with men. They like genuinely think they're dying. Oh, I mean, he did. He really thought he was a goner. And
I'll never forget some of the man cold symptoms that I've seen. Like the shivery voice. I'm doing an actual impression. Like, I'm not making that.
The shivery voice. That is so stupid.
100% heard. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. That I couldn't. I couldn't with that. I was like, okay, what do you need? Like, I'm nurturing.
They cry wolf, Sarah.
I have my limits.
I told Sarah, though, I was like, truly, in the middle of the night one night when I was hearing him hack up a lung, I was like, I really need to get more life insurance on him because he is not going to last long. You know? Like, if this is taking him down, I need to up that.
Yeah, it'll only be like an extra dollar a month for like $1 million.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's how the commercials make it sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
I feel like I had some stuff that I was going to tell you. Oh, yes. Good news, Susie.
What?
The dust mites are R.I.P.
Tell me, R.I.P.ing. Tell me what happened.
Or R.I.P. dust mites is what I should say.
Okay.
I could say dust mites are R.I.P. resting in pieces.
Resting in pieces. What happened to them?
Well, I got a team to come in and clean the air vents. Well, my mom orchestrated this because she was like, she, when I told her, I'm like, I got to get this place cleaned.
Yeah,
I got,
it had to be done.
I'm on it. She loves a mom job, you know, because moms are going to be moms. And when your mom lives in Costa Rica, you got to like help her out with some mom jobs.
Yeah. Put her up
so
on the case.
I love that my mom can help me do this. And she got that all squared away. Somebody came to clean or
Clean was out it all like the hazmat level, like hoarder style?
No.
Oh.
In my mind, yes. Mm-hmm. I would have to clean it with a hazmat suit on. It was that dusty and that gross to me. But regular for other people, I think. And so they came and they cleaned out all of the air vents and everything, and instantly I felt better. But this is the funny part. Then on another day, so one day the air vents get cleaned. The next day, the house cleaner comes. Mm. It's a guy. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm like, it's a guy. I don't know if I'll be. I've seen how men clean.
She's getting the
one of two ways. You're either terrible or it's going to be the best job ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because my brothers, amazing cleaners, the best. Mm-hmm. They're always my standard. Whenever I'm like, oh, a guy's messy, but he's just a guy, I'm always like, nope, my brothers are clean. They can't be messy. Ugh. That's. What do you call that? A deal breaker. Yeah,
yes.
Deal breaker. For sure. Ugh. Guy comes to the door. I answer the door. He's probably about 30, somewhere in, like, he's our age. Tattoos, nautical star tattoos.
What's
going
that?
Down his legs. And then he's giving me, it's kind of like I don't know, like 2000 style tattoo. So like
right
in that era.
Totally. Say no more.
Then he like steps back. He gives me kind of a weird look. And I was like, thinking like, did I do something? Like, I don't know. And he goes, are you Sarah from the challenge?
No. Oh no.
Yes, Susie. What do you do when the person cleaning your house is
A fan. Oh my God.
But like, not like I'm cool. Not like I'm a musician. Like I have a talent to show for it. And then I was like, FYI, not my mess.
Right. That's the thing
that
I'm thinking
about.
That's the
other thing. I'm like, is this guy going to think? Like now, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Hey, I went to Sarah's house from the challenge and it was dusty as fuck. This is my nightmare.
This truly is.
Susie, come on.
Then he's going to tell everybody she had dust bunnies and.
Yeah.
Like
bunnies make them sound adorable. They were dust monsters.
Monsters, right? And he'll be like, "You should have seen all the
scum." I was like, "He said, so when did you move here?" And I was like, "Oh man, it's a month ago. Like I just moved in, just got my furniture."
Yeah, but you unpacked and everything, so it doesn't look like that.
I know, and I
Damn
hung
it.
Up. I know. So, I just
was he
just
nice
like,
or was he weird?
No, he was so nice, and also the best. The best job ever. Oh, it looked so good afterwards. And he came with like a kit that was like a tool kit, like could be a crafting kit almost.
I know
like it was like on wheels, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it had like the little, the stacky thing. And then it had like the little levels that you take out. And he had the.
What was in there? Did you look?
I should have.
You should have.
What was in there?
Yeah.
I was in sessions. I couldn't like.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm not judging. But I just would want to know.
I know.
Their secret stash. Did you get his card? You should ask him.
Oh, yeah. He's
He'll
it.
Be back. He'll be back.
So, you know.
So he was the dust cleaner or the regular cleaner?
The regular cleaner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you can use
the
him
deep
again.
Clean. I ordered a deep clean. He was there for 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Thorough.
That's great.
Yep.
I'm so happy for you.
Clean house. I was like, everybody can come over now. You're allowed. You're allowed to come over. Mm-hmm. I wasn't letting people over at my house because it's too messy.
Your house once, now and I was looks like, fantastic what? And clean. And then your hair does because you use Function of Beauty.
And I tried this. I finally got the serum because I've been jealous of your serum. It's
it's great.
It is the missing piece.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes this is what I found. Yes, I follow the curly girl method of styling my hair and using all those silicone-free products. So I keep my shampoo and my conditioner silicone-free. But because of my fine hair, I need, and how fucking dry it is out here, I need some sort of sealant, some sort of serum. It was the missing piece in my hairstyling routine. Okay, it went from like good to gooder.
Is that true?
Yes, Susie.
Because, I'm so glad.
I love it. Love the consistency. It's like so smooth. I went to the gym today. I took my hair out, and my girlfriends were like, okay. It looks like you got like curls and like, what is this? Like, these are huge. And I was like, yeah. Look, I got because they're smooth now. It's very great. I can go on and on. Anyways, tell the people.
Today, go to functionofbeauty.com/braincandy to take your hair goals quiz, and you'll save 25% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/braincandy. Let them know you heard about it from our show, and to get 25% off your first order, that's functionofbeauty.com/braincandy to take your hair quiz and save 25% on your first order. You can pick
they have
everything.
New scents, too.
Right. You can pick everything. Fragrance, color, all that stuff.
Love
Lincoln's very jealous. I should get him his own.
Yes. I was going to do that for his birthday. Get him conditioner because he loves
to steal
cute. Yours.
Yes, that's true.
I forgot. I always forget things. Anyways.
He's the best, that guy.
What the heck were we talking about?
Okay, we were talking about your cleaner.
Yes, it was great. It was wonderful.
And
I feel
now
like it's a
you
whole
don't
new
have
house.
Any infection or bites?
None. I still, only problem, still have the cardboard in my garage because all the box. Okay, Suze, I broke down all the boxes and I put them in the side area of my garage and waiting to then take them and then put them in a big bin or put them in the recycling or take them to a recycler, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you know what? I should put it on Craigslist or something.
Yeah, free boxes.
Free boxes.
People love that.
But now I can't touch them because I know so they're just sitting in there. I have to convince my brother to come over and do it for me.
That is bizarre though. What? Because you can touch some, when you get a delivery.
There are ones, it's if they've been sitting in a garage, it's garage. It's the kind of mites that are in the
storage.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. their storage. That's just what they call them, is the name. But it's that's what, you know what? I will talk about this then. Because this fits right in. Bugs are fucking weird, okay? I just watched this thing on Now This Is Earth that was talking all about, can you hear this sound?
No.
Oh, you probably can't. I probably can just hear it. So there is this new worm. Not new. It's a worm that's been around, but they call it a superworm. It's the larva of the darkling beetle, and they're frequently called superworms because they're able to chew through anything, and they're able to chew through styrofoam.
No, oh, that's
they
good.
They have an enzyme, so they this team was experimenting with different kinds of larva that could eat that would create. Enzymes through the eating process that would then be able to break plastic down.
Okay.
And this is almost a follow-up from what we talked about before, because remember the AI team discovered that enzyme that does break down plastic?
Yeah.
So we have that over there. It's almost like this animal is creating that enzyme naturally.
Wow.
And so they are able to break down styrofoam. So they looked at three different groups. There was one that was given wheat bran, one was given nothing, and then another group was given plastic, this styrofoam. And the plastic
worms
didn't.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry to interrupt. What? Is styrofoam plastic?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a plastic polystyrene that they call styrofoam.
Got
it's
it.
Just the brand name, kind of like Band-Aid.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Styrofoam, dumpster.
Xerox.
Dumpster
Band-Aid.
Is also the brand.
What is?
Dumpster.
Stop it.
Yes.
Get out of town. Dumpster.
Yeah. I don't know what
Dumpster? I just met her.
What would be the non... What's the generic word? What I don't know.
Trash bin? No. No. That's not specific.
I don't know.
Dumpster. Capitalize it. Put some respect on their name.
Yeah, good for
them. Okay. That is very interesting. Look, we're learning so much.
I know.
Okay.
Wow.
I love it. So yes, there was a microbiologist in Queensland who discovered this relationship, like this, there's some kind of symbiotic relationship that happens. The worms first shreds the polystyrene into smaller parts and then uses enzymes to degrade it even further. So something about the breaking down part, they were able to then, what the heck do you call it when an animal, I want to say transform and that's not the right fucking word. But that's also not the right word. When they, and now I want to say leveled up into a beetle. Like, what the hell is the word for this? What's that word? Please tell me.
So like what a butterfly
okay,
does?
You know what? I'm not as silly as I think I am because this article says that 66.7% of the plastic eating larvae were able to successfully transform into a full grown beetle.
That's
so
the
it
word?
Is transform. I was like, that can't be right. That's what robots do.
Stop it.
Like RoboCop or like
Transformers.
Terminator. No, not Terminator. Transform.
Oh my God. Sarah, stop.
You're making me laugh.
Wait,
yes,
so you're trying to tell me that the word you were looking for all along was transform?
Well, still don't feel like that's the right word that you talk from when a larva goes from a larva to a beetle.
To like a butterfly or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Metamorphosizes?
Okay, but there's another word. You should
There
look
is
it up.
One that I don't know right now.
This is our rock bottom.
No, but you know what? I hear that people love when they can yell at the radio or whatever box you're listening to this on.
Listen,
you know,
I'm on
the answers that we
guys,
don't know,
okay.
Which are frequent, apparently. Apparently.
Okay. What is great? What about it? What are you telling
it's
me
just
right
good.
Now?
That okay, that 66.7% of them were able to turn into beetles. So that means that in those three groups, let's go back to the study.
Yeah,
Sarah,
I'm so confused.
Control yourself. Focus. So three groups, wheat bran group, nothing group, styrofoam group. Styrofoam group grew and lived and survived, and 66.7% of them turned into the full-grown beetles. And they weren't as big as the wheat bran ones. Or they said they didn't perform quite as well. I don't know what they did to measure their performance.
I feel like I'm high
right now. Have them run little larva races.
I truly feel like I'm high, and none of this is making sense.
How does this not make sense? I'm talking to you about
what
it is the cough syrup.
Wheat bran thing you're saying?
That they needed it to study these larva, and so they gave them like a regular food that would be good for them.
Okay.
Like basically it's saying,
got it.
You can eat food, you can eat no food, and you can eat plastic.
Got it.
We're going to see how these three groups compare.
I mean, I got it.
Okay. Susie's back.
That's great news.
It's probably me to how
no,
I'm telling this story.
I am totally
so
on medicine right now.
Because this wasn't in my notes. I'm like looking at my phone like because I'm like, oh, I pinned this. Like I saved this on Instagram because I was like, this is interesting. So they're looking for enzymes that can break down plastics within the larva's guts, and they hope that figuring this out, they can cultivate them into industrial-level ways to break down polystyrene and reuse it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, shout-out to bugs.
Yeah, I mean, shout-out to bugs. It's weird because we get all this really great news, you know, like how hair can soak up oil and all that stuff. And everything feels so good, and then...
Oh, but everything is so bad.
Yeah, and I think, well, what good is that going to do when we don't have a democracy or whatever?
But it is these kind of breakthroughs, which, if you ask me, are a return to a more natural way of looking at things mm-hmm. because all of this stuff is coming from nature, which yeah. is what everybody said all along. So I feel like we're merging the two. Excuse me. We're merging the science and the technological advancements, AI technology, things like that, that and then we're merging that with the natural world and like looking to – I always go back to those mantis shrimp and their eyeballs and their ability to detect tumors.
Yeah.
And if you were wondering if I brought that fact up at the first time I went out to dinner with my now boyfriend's parents, you would be correct. Yes,
you
yes,
didn't.
I did.
How
yes,
did
I thought
that
would be a fun
in?
Thing to talk about at the table because I don't have social skills. Clearly.
Social skills. How
kidding.
Did you weave that in? Like, what was the segue?
He was talking about, like, he probably said something like, she's the person you want on your, like, trivia team or something
yeah,
like that.
That's true.
And then somebody said, or like, they were talking about the podcast and said, like, oh, yeah, they talk about a bunch of facts and all that stuff. And then somebody probably said, like, what? And you always it's almost like a comedian, like, what's the funniest joke? Like, tell me a joke. And they're like, tell me a fact. And I was like, I got to have something on hand. And so I'm like, well, that one's an interesting one. And so it's either that or lobsters. You're getting some kind of underwater crustacean situation. Or
you know how you saw on my Instagram how people on Brain Candy Crush on Facebook thought Adam and I had broken up?
Yeah, what the hell was that about?
Okay, so... Well, that's what's so funny about it because mm-hmm. someone was like, well, what would make you think that? And she was like, I don't know. I haven't listened in a while. And I'm just like,
stop.
Like,
it would stop it.
Yeah.
Their assumption, like their go to, just based on like the odds compared
well,
to.
And I had just posted a picture with him. Like,
this is cuckoo crazy.
But anyway, like,
so you can't listen to
somebody
anything you see.
Else. Had said, I don't really think we should be speculating about their private lives. Like, didn't we get into trouble recently when, like, I think what had happened was you had broken up with somebody and then maybe we talked about it in book club or something and then someone mentioned it in the Brain Candy Crush and someone had said, hey, that's, like, just for book club kind of thing because we talk
uh-huh.
about deeper stuff in
yes.
there.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, and so somebody else was like, why wouldn't we be able to speculate about their private life? They talk about every single thing about their lives when their show is supposed to be about brainy stuff. And I was like, oh my God.
You can't win.
You can't. And I was just like, I wanted to be like, what do you mean supposed to be? What, that is what we're... And the funny
yeah,
thing...
Yeah, supposed to be according to who? Wait, we write the show. I was like, wait a sec.
And I'm pretty
thinking
sure
all of a sudden that I am supposed to be like that. I was
well,
like, oh yeah, I do talk about my personal... Wait
candy.
A sec, that's what... That's the whole point.
I know.
Don't you see this fun novelty print in the background
this
and on my microphone?
To you.
If this doesn't say candy, that's candy. Where is it? This side with green screen. Right there.
It doesn't say the Brain Podcast.
Right.
Hey, your logo's backwards, by the way.
Oh, I clicked on the wrong screen.
Oh, nuts. Anyway.
Oh, nuts.
But I did think that was funny that people thought we broke up. And I was like, Adam, guess what? I mean, poor guy. He's just a little private, okay, people?
Yeah.
He doesn't like to be in the pictures. I would love to post more, but he says he likes to take the pictures.
That's lucky.
I know that is lucky. That's so true.
You got a
but,
photographer walking around with you.
You know, people have different levels of censor, self-censorship.
Yes.
Thanks, Eddie.
Yeah.
In
I
fact,
always feel
here
bad
he
for
is.
The people I'm with. I'm like, I'm going to have to just talk. Oh, there
just,
he is. Look at that.
Talking
Speak
about
the devil.
How people thought we broke up.
Oh, yeah. It was only for a short time.
Yeah, we've,
it was for
we've
a short time.
Reconciled.
Make some things up out there.
Me more medicine.
Oh.
For 7 minutes, right?
Yeah, right.
But I didn't take the trash out.
It was a tough time.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you're together.
Let me do a shot.
Oh, yeah. She's doing a shot. Get that cough syrup. You're getting crazy.
Delicious.
Yes.
Ugh. It's so bad for your kidneys.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That's not good. Have some dandelion tea. Dandelion root tea. That's good for that. Did your parents growing up ever have weird medical remedies for you? Like,
no. That was yours.
No.
What? Tell me about those.
No, my mom just always was like bite into an onion.
Oh, yeah. You said that. That is where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Like, gross. Even if somebody said that would heal me right now, I would not do that. Did it ever work?
Maybe she should do that. I think anything that, like, gets your sinuses just, like, going, like, crazy to flush anything out of there, that's what it's doing. I mean, there's...
Okay.
You know.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like oil of oregano, putting that under your tongue and then holding that in your mouth as long as you can until it's, like, fire. And you're basically, like, got, like, stuff coming out of your nose and it's nasty. And then you're like, well, now I have a tickle in my throat.
I know.
I have phantom.
Yeah, it's like you are an empath.
I'm like feeling.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where this came from.
Let it out. Here, while you do that, while Sarah gathers her thoughts,
yes,
I would like to tell you why you should get Thrive Cosmetics. I cannot tell you.
It's the best. I will not use another mascara. I don't even get my thoughts together. I have my thoughts together. They are, I love this mascara. I can go to bed. I mean, I know I should wash my face, but I can go to bed and wake up and my lashes look the same, which is great for when I go camping. And every time I go do something athletic, it stays put and I never look like a raccoon. This is the best.
It is the best. And it stays in place. But then when I do wash it off, it comes off so easily.
Yes.
I don't know how they do that, where they know
it's
when
like
I want
it to. It's like tubes. It almost like makes it encapsulates the lashes so that it's not like when it comes off, like the skin of an onion almost. You know how you just like it comes right off like whoop, and it doesn't come off like break down in that same way.
Yeah.
So you look like
it's
a raccoon
not a mess.
Or you
it's
get
great.
Black all over everything and it comes off so easy.
No parabens. Magic. No sulfates. No, like, phthalates, those things that you don't want, that garbage. Vegan, cruelty-free. The eye brightener is really great.
Ooh,
the
yes.
lip gloss, it is the first lip gloss that I have actually used the entire thing of. You know how usually...
Yeah, usually she just gives me her old ones.
Yeah, I just get sick of them and I get rid of them. I use
and it's
the whole
not
thing.
Sticky.
Not sticky.
Yeah, I can't speak enough good things about this.
Me too. Now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/braincandy. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/braincandy for 15% off your first order. Love their products. Love, love, love.
Love. Love. Okay. I have a crazy story for you.
Okay.
I can't believe this is true. A woman in Missouri claims that she caught an STD from her boyfriend in his car.
Sarah, we talked about this.
No, we didn't.
On the show.
When?
You told this story, but now we got the verdict.
Wait, when did I talk about this? Did I like... Did
you
I just...
You did. And we were like, what the devil is she talking about?
Okay, we must have had like... It was like... Bits and pieces? Was it early stages?
No, you presented it.
This
somebody needs to find it. Okay, so if you didn't hear that episode.
This must have floated back to the top. Well, it's good enough that I need to talk about it again.
Okay, yes. Refresh the memories, and then we'll discuss.
That's
it's true.
Never happened before.
I love it.
In 600 and how many episodes? What the hell episode is this?
It's hard to keep track. 625.
I've never repeated a story, I think. Maybe.
Well, we need the update anyway, so.
Okay. Claims that she got an STD. Car was insured by Geico. The man did not disclose the infection.
Mm-hmm.
And also HPV. Everybody has that.
Yeah, right. It's kind of implied.
Yeah. It's like Ali Wong's joke. It's like the best. If you don't have it, you better get it. Only losers. I think it's so funny. So then last year, the arbitrator said that sexual intercourse directly caused or directly contributed to the cause. And that fits all of like the check marks, check, check, check for things that like it's like personal injury sustained in a person's vehicle. And it falls within what the insurance company would be required to pay. $5.2 million in damages.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's fascinating.
And then it was, they appealed, like put it in front of three other judges, and they all said, no, she's right.
Yeah, she is right. According to that contract that Geico had with the insured,
yes,
she incurred an injury in the vehicle, and that's all. It's legit. And the funny thing to me is, number one, they offered to settle, and Geico was like, fuck you, no. And and they
Now Geico can suck a big one.
Yeah, but now they'll change the contract so nobody will ever be able to do this again.
Nobody will ever do that.
But what do you think about it?
I think that there should be some that if you're you everything I try to say, I stop myself because I was going to say, like, if you're not using the thing for what it's intended for, but I'm like, who the hell says that a car is not intended for that? And if that's where somebody's wanting to get, that's fine.
There are some rumblings, though. I forget if it's – I don't know why this is – some people think this, but they think that the guy, the insured guy, is in on it because – he, after she got the STD, he said, yes, I do have one. And they've like agreed that was the only time that they had sex. And people think they were in cahoots. And this was like almost like a plan.
Yeah. But I'll take HPV for 5.2 mil.
Evil genius.
Yeah. I'm in on that.
It's funny because
how many times, like, it's being paid out by Geico.
Yeah.
You know how many times Geico and those kind of people have probably fucked somebody over and like,
oh, yeah.
That, come on. Yeah. I don't mind somebody getting a fast one on the insurance company because of a loophole in their contracts. Oh, you didn't write the contract well enough to include this? Well, that's on you. That's how I always was if they don't put expiration dates on coupons. I'm like, I can use this forever.
I just watched on YouTube a video of the Phil Donahue show of Rock Hudson had a partner that lived with him. And when Rock Hudson got AIDS, he did not tell his partner.
Oh, God.
And he started losing weight. And the partner said, you know, what's going on? And he said, oh, I'm just dieting. And then he said, then eventually I think he said, he had cancer maybe or something. But he would say, are you sure you don't have AIDS? Because, you know, this was happening at the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Said, no. So then, of course, he did have AIDS. He died. And the partner sued his estate for, I think he asked for $10 million. He got $20 million. And he didn't even get AIDS.
Whoa.
The jury found that that is like terrorism when you,
it is.
You don't know if you have it. And there's an incubation period. There were months where he thought
he might be a dead man.
But I thought that was so compelling. And it's similar to this where like, if you don't disclose that you have an STD, in that case, a deadly one.
Yes, absolutely. There was a personal injury attorney that was, interviewed for this, the article I was reading, and it said, they gave that almost a similar example. What if somebody contracts HIV from their partner in their partner's home and the partner didn't reveal his medical issues? Can you go after their home insurance for this?
What's the answer?
No, question mark. That they said that the ruling could set a precedent that makes insurance companies liable for a wider range of claims.
Well, they're just going to amend everything.
Yes.
I mean, they probably have already done it.
Yeah.
As soon as that was said. But I think that's a fair point. Why wouldn't it be?
Right. Why?
But
that's kind of how these things happen is like, you know, I always go back to
the iron. Well, then you have a question.
Somebody ironing it on their clothes.
What about COVID? What if someone doesn't tell you they have COVID and you go into their house and you get COVID? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Because if you don't disclose a contagious or whatever illness, then
oh, there's a little bug on my floor. How the hell did you get way down here? I'm in a basement.
What kind of bug?
Like an earwig?
Oh. With the pinchers?
Yeah.
I don't love those.
I don't love them either.
You want to kill it?
Not really.
You scared?
Well, it's just too big, and I don't like when I hear them.
But, I mean, are you scared of it just being there?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm fine. The bugs can hang out near me. I'm scared of killing it.
Got it. I know what you mean about the crunch.
Oh, blah, blah. That's it. I'm picturing it now. Now I have goosebumps. Whee, that is so...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Oh, I'll never forget when I was on a challenge once, and I was in a top bunk of a bed, and I was next to a window. This was in, like, the Dominican Republic or something, and they ran the electrical cords out the window, so it didn't close all the way. They were running, like, all the
lights,
big, huge, like, lights and everything out the window. I woke up one morning, and I didn't find a bug in my bed. I found parts of a bug in my bed, which meant I rolled over it in the middle of the night, which is more – and I'm not kidding. It was a grasshopper, like some kind of – like looked like a grasshopper, like kind of locust thing. It was easily the size of, we'll say, like a pickle.
A pickle.
Like that big. Like how big
like
is that?
Like a penis.
Six inch – like a
Oh, nice. My God. That is huge, though, for –
But that was not nice.
That
now
is
I
disgusting.
Would like to not have that mental image in my head of those two things put together. Ugh.
Did you read about how New York City, they were offering to pay people $2,000 to release 100 cockroaches into your house? They were going to test like fumigation and stuff.
What are you even saying? Who is? Nope. Nope. See, is this what happens? We just like don't pay the people enough. We just don't support them, give them enough resources, get them enough things, and then you just drive them towards being desperate, and then you get to fucking experiment on them for
a low
cost.
Yeah, they got like tons of applications.
This is sick.
Yeah. But also, I mean, anybody paying $2,000 a month in rent in New York probably has more than 100 cockroaches already. So, like, I feel like they could, you know, maybe just tell people, hey, we're testing fumigation, so you'll get free spray.
Well, Suze, I don't know.
Because isn't that the case? Like, in New York, everyone just has them?
Yeah.
Like,
in Costa Rica, everybody has them. Remember when they came out of the freaking faucet?
That part is beyond. It's one thing
to
see
arm?
It on the floor.
Up my arm.
What if you... Oh!
It was so bad.
Because what if you were in the tub? Naked. And you turned on...
I would be running out of the tub naked.
We used to call my sister. She listens. She'll be mad at me. But We used to call my sister the flying nudist because she was so modest and like would never show anyone her body as a child. And she said if her house, if the house was on fire, that she would rather die from the flames than to jump out the window naked.
Oh my God.
Like that is so sad that you would like rather die than have people see
we'll
your naked
body.
Yeah,
blame the shame that was caused by whatever religious
beliefs. Yeah, peg.
Yeah. My grandma said she was being interviewed. They were interviewing the older people at, I don't know, some woman was doing an article that, and now it sounds fucked up, but it was nice. Of like, what are people nervous about or scared about dying? Like, are you scared of anything? Hmm. And my grandma said that she wasn't afraid of dying, but she was afraid of the everybody seeing her naked on that table because she hasn't been to the gym in a while.
Oh, do you think she meant it?
Yes.
Or is it just a joke?
A little bit of both, but she meant it. That woman was in the gym well into her 90s.
Oh. Wow. Isn't it funny how humans are?
Yep. She was like
you're
I
dead.
Am a little nervous about how they're going to see me naked. I'm like, grandma.
That is
so
okay. Interesting.
She died at 99 years old, and that's her concern.
I feel that.
But never did it. She's not like a woman who got plastic surgery or like did like wore makeup. Not any of that. Just cared about being fit.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not even like, oh, you have to be thin. She was just like, you have to be healthy and fit.
Right.
That was it. So,
well, I think she achieved the goal. I mean.
Oh, yes. She definitely achieved. Check, check, check. For sure. She was so active.
That is an interesting thing, though, because Jerry Seinfeld did this famous bit about the number one fear people have is speaking in public. And then the second one is death. And he would always say they would rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy. And how fucked up that is.
Yeah.
That we are, because we are so afraid of what people think of us.
Yes. That will just make us want to die. We need to get over
that. Okay. So you know how like little kids, they don't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And then once they go to school, they become aware of
they give
social
many fucks.
Whatever.
Yes.
But like, if all those kids didn't have is it about being in a group that...
Oh, well, no, that's an important part of group dynamics. Like, that's a part of becoming a person. We have to... It's a way to
in groups
to learn
groups.
The social norms too. To learn, because we would all be weirdo outcasts. We'd be like, "No, I want to go twirl." Like if you kept doing the things
totally
that
my mom
you'd
always
be
says,
weird.
"Kids are weird."
I always think about the one that example that I feel like you know it helps people understand, or at least helped me understand, is shame around wetting your pants. Like going to the bathroom in your pants. If you're in second grade, third grade, and you do that, not being made fun of
or,
is a very big incentive to learn how to go to the bathroom. To control it. And so they don't want to do that. So
it's weird, though, because when you're potty training, I this is like the only
Unless
thing
it's
I
an
did
actual
really
issue,
well.
In which case, deal with the child like that. Sorry, go ahead.
That was the only thing that I really mastered. I had Lincoln potty trained before he could even talk. He was 18 months. But But that's just because when he was one, I bought him the toilet and began. But people wait because they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But that is such a mistake because
once
they know what is going on, they get that shame and they start hiding when they're going.
Yes. Yes.
And then it's really hard to get them to go in the toilet. It's so weird. The shame of it, they don't want to, like, make that. It's,
yeah.
But humans are so weird.
Yes.
We're such weird animals.
Yeah, that's a way it doesn't work.
Right. So well, yeah, it's like a reversal of it.
Yes.
But if you have a child, a little baby, when they turn one, get them a little potty and just get moving. You'll be so glad you did.
Yeah, I saw this woman on TikTok or wherever she was. This baby was baby, like months old. And she just recognized the face and then would go and put him over the little potty and just to associate. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Save money, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're off topic. Anyway. But I just find it so fascinating how humans are so weird.
Yeah.
But you're right. So, it's that group dynamic is important. It's not a bad thing. But the bad part is that then we're afraid to speak in public and...
Oh, yes. Yeah. It goes too far. Yeah. Well, I think also what's kind of messed us all up is the amount of eyes that are on us now.
Oh, on social media?
Yeah, that just in life, like that we feel, and even if you're not, you know, you have a heavy presence on social media, there is still this feeling, I think, felt by the general population that they're, like, I don't know, that people are looking at them, watching them, and it's like a lot of people who are comparing them to, everybody's comparing each other, and people feel that.
Yeah.
And so... I think we're not as humans equipped to handle the idea of judgment from a huge group. We can handle judgment but from 100 people, but not 100,000 people. Because then we just start to pick out the bad ones and it looks like a lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Any hoodles. I've been wanting to talk about this for a little bit. I think I mentioned in the last podcast, unless I said it in the last podcast, in which case Sarah, all my notes go in the garbage. Did you hear about what's happening in Las Vegas with Elvis?
Yes.
Okay. We did not talk about this,
though. I think it's so stupid.
Me too. So Elvis's estate is banning Elvis impersonators. In the article I read, and Las Vegas is all shook up. So.
So Sarah's dad joke.
So that's the article I read. That's the link I clicked. Worked. Yeah. Weddings are a $2.5 billion industry in Las Vegas. And Elvis impersonators make up a significant portion under that. And oddly enough, Elvis musical tribute bands are allowed to freely perform under Nevada law, but Elvis impersonators are not allowed to now do weddings.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any idea how Elvis, the origin story of how he even became the symbol of Vegas weddings? Like, why is that even a thing?
I think...
Is there
no idea.
Is there some sort of movie he was in that
I think it's like the novelty of it, and then it became just a symbol for Las Vegas, and then it became like a.
And did they say?
I don't know.
Excuse me. Did they say in the article why the estate has decided to crack down after all this time?
Well, there's a new Elvis movie or something like that that's coming out.
Yeah.
And I think that had something to do with it.
So they're trying to make his image more.
Or they just want to profit. Like it's there. I have a feeling that they are anticipating a rise in the number of people who want to be married by Elvis after the Elvis movie comes out. And they want a little stake of the cut. It always comes down to money, right?
Yeah, but you would think that they would have... If it's a $2 billion industry already, you would think they would have already wanted a piece of that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, why now, really? No, why now, I think, is because the Elvis, it's not like Elvis's family owns the right to his estate.
Oh.
Authentic Brands Group bought a controlling stake in Elvis Presley's estate in 2013.
Get out of town.
And so they are the ones who sent a cease and desist letter to all these companies like the, what's that one? The Graceland Wedding Chapel, like that, you know.
Yeah.
And they're doing a lot of weddings. And one of the Elvis impersonators said that they did 22 ceremonies on Sunday. They did more than 30 in one day, 100 in one week, all of them Elvis themed.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah. Is it so?
Yeah, it really
I think
has
it's the company who's like, okay, now we're going to do, like, the timing seems like, I know that was, you know, 9 years ago or so, but I feel like.
That is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. There well, was, I don't know.
So are they going to have, like, their one official one?
I feel like that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But it's gotten a lot of angry response from even the mayor of Las Vegas is like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And so they want more conversation and less legal action. So they're opening up like conversations about this.
You know, you.
Yes, I did.
But you said it like regular.
You know,
they
more
want a little less conversation and a little more action. That is so funny. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Would you ever consider eloping? I think that'd be cool.
Elvis style.
Not Elvis style, but.
Yeah, I don't need a wedding.
What?
I don't need a wedding. I don't want a wedding. Right. What a waste of money. I'm never doing that shit again.
It is a total waste. I mean,
that's
no offense,
insane.
It's a lot of money.
I mean, come on. I'm not paying my money for that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I was so upset when I saw the bill for flowers, and I was like,
how much are we talking?
I am the best at arranging flowers, because I think I'm the best at everything.
You are very good at that.
I was like, I did this tape, like a lot of the parts of the tablescape, and I was like, I could have done the whole thing. I can't believe they charged me for this. And then people were like, you can't do all that work on your own wedding day. But
how much are we talking, though?
Oh, I mean,
more than 5,000?
Yeah, probably $5,000 to $7,000.
Oh my God,
I would love. You know what? I'm gonna fucking find that and see how much it cost, because it's insane. What I like, and then I remember looking at them being like, I don't even like these. These aren't even good. I would do that different. And then it was a super windy day, so they were like, oh, sorry, we couldn't include all of the things that you wanted because it was windy, and they only gave me $200 back. And I was like, I don't like that.
Wow.
Yeah. I was not happy with
that's
that.
Bonky.
I mean, you know, we probably have to wind it down, but
okay,
I'll look
okay,
that up
okay.
And, you know, just I'll save it on our Patreon. You can find out
the
people who are watching on video, because I'll.
Sarah's wedding expenditures.
Yes. How much that those flowers cost. Ugh. I also want to sell my wedding dress. I still have it. Anybody want to buy it? It's available.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very nice one.
There is a whole opportunity for, like, there should be a website for used wedding dresses.
Because, there is.
But, like, it's there's no, like, thing. Like, the real or Rent the Runway, where, like, it becomes
a thing. I think
there
is now.
Really?
Yeah, I think because I went to go try to find one. Oops.
Okay, I hope so, because people pay all this money. They wear it once. And when they try to sell it's called, like, worth $2.
Right. I hate that shit. Hang on. It's called, let me see, wedding dress. I was just looking at this.
And they're usually in basically perfect condition.
Stillwhite.com.
That is the ticket right there.
Stillwhite. Yep.
You buy a used dress. Buy Sarah's used dress. Oh my gosh. It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's a beautiful dress. All right. We'll work on that.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
How about how Sarah was addicted to nicotine?
Yeah, I sure was.
Remember that? Then she
gave me my husky voice.
Yeah, she went on the Real World and she was like, had been through the tough streets of New York.
Oh, my God. gosh.
I am fascinated by the period of time during this episode where I completely lost my mind when you were talking about superworms and styrofoam and bread bran muffins or something.
What was wheat bran or wheat germ or something.
I was like, I said out something of wrong. It.
I probably said like, no, you like didn't. Frosted mini wheats, and you're like, what?
It was all me.
Yeah.
We talked about STDs and lawsuits yes. and cockroaches. Yes.
So many bugs. This I is can't a very believe bug heavy
I
episode.
Gave my cough to Sarah.
Yeah, I don't know what's Zoom. Happening right now. But I'm no, I don't like it.
All right, well, we better go so she can get a hold of herself. Leave us yes. a 5-star review. Tell a friend. Check out our merch. We got some new stuff coming.
Yes, we do.
See you
we
next
love
time.
You guys. Bye.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.